You're all caught up with Carrie and Tommy, so now's the time to think about breaking free from your home loan and planning your great escape to MeBank. See how much you could save with their lowest ever variable rate at mebank.com.au. Credit criteria, terms, conditions, fees and charges apply.
Afternoon, Australia. Welcome to the show. It is good to see you, Carrie Bickmore.
Oh, it's been nice to have a little break, but I've got to say there's nothing better than school holidays to remind you of how much you love going to work.
Yeah, which is code for how much you hate your kids.
No, I didn't say that.
We just like to get away
just
from them.
Just had a lot of one-on-one time, and now it's time for us to have some one-on-one time.
Okay, kid-free time. Well, that might have ruined my first surprise because here are your kids.
Did you have a good break, Buzzy?
I did have a good break. I mean, I still worked. I played our best bits, but it was nice just having a couple of less hours.
That's weird, Buzz.
A couple of less hours.
It's also weird, Buzz, because you told me you pre-recorded all the bits that you did in our best bits and you actually had the week off.
I don't know what you think this is, Tommy Little, but I don't know how on earth I would manage to do that in this day and age. But I worked here and it was good.
I mean, you certainly got up to something fun on your holidays.
Oh, we need
to discuss that next.
I've had a run in and with a Bulgarian, guys.
I mean, it was a very risky move, I would have thought.
I take it on a Bulgarian.
Someone who relies on their mug to make their money.
Mug money. I'll tell you about my run-in with said Bulgarian next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie, you hung out with producer Kaylin and she has convinced us that something about you is going to shock Australia. We're going to get to that very soon.
I've got an inkling that's going to be disappointing. Anyway, I want to talk
Don't
to
be
you.
Like that. Kaylin's great at bringing good gear. I have absolute faith that whatever this is shocked her about it'll be shocking.
But you know all those, whenever you click a link, seven things that'll shock you. Yeah. And you're like, none of them did.
It's just clickbait
from
Kaylin.
If there's too much in the tease, don't believe it.
So, something that is shocking, though.
Oh, mate.
I mean, you'd click on this link and you'd see this image and you'd go,
I've got to tell you about the lead up to it.
Okay.
So I did gigs. I did gigs around before the AFL grand final, right? Stand-up gigs.
In the morning.
Yep. Right. And there's three, all the clubs have breakfast. So you for a comic, you go around to a few. And so I had a driver for the morning because you have to go around to different venues, right?
I mean, you could just cab it, but sure.
Nah, because if you miss a cab, and also I'm not paying for it, someone else is. I got in and I said, "G'day, mate. I've met you before." And he goes, "Yeah, 2 years ago." And I said, "Oh, yeah." And after about 5 minutes, he goes, 2 years, you've matured a lot." And I laughed and I said, "Is that good or bad?" And he goes, "Oh, not good." And I said, "What?" He goes, 2 years ago, you were a young man so full of life.
Oh.
And now you look so old, so tired.
He did not
and
know.
So stressed.
A driver's a polite. He's not
a word
tell
of
you
a lie. He was an old European man that doesn't give a. All right. And so he said this, and I just laughed, and he's like, "Yeah, you know." And then. Then yesterday I was hanging out with my mate and his girlfriend and she left and he said to me, "Man, she said you look awful. She said you look like a rat." And I was like, "What?" And he goes, "She said you need to put on some weight. You look like a rat and she worries that you're wasting away." And I kind of didn't believe him. Like, she's so nice. Anyway, so then, because he's a good mate, last night he went and saw her and he filmed her secretly talking trash about me again. And so I've got the audio from this. She starts out by...
Hold on. Does she know we're about to play this audio?
I don't think
you can just film them secretly, can you?
Well, we have. Anyway, so we're playing the audio. She starts out, I think, by saying I look like a teenage girl. And then he gets her to clarify the rat statements. And it's all here for you, Buzz.
Looks like a 15-year-old little girl. So tiny. That's what I need to eat, probably.
What do you think he looks like?
15-year-old little girl.
Oh, that's better than the rat you called him before.
Man, I've told that guy was a rat. John has gone and told him that I called him a rat.
But you did call him a rat.
Yeah, I called him a rat. Not for you to go and tell him I called him a rat.
Yeah, I know, but you really thought he looked like a rat.
Yes.
So she's going to love, not only did he tell you that now you've broadcasted on radio. I mean, she's right.
So it's a long way to go to. So I woke up today and I went, new me now. So I went and had a personal training session this morning.
Yep.
I ate pasta for breakfast. And
you
then,
ate pasta to put on some weight.
Put on some weight. And then I went to a Bulgarian man to cut my hair and a Bulgarian man butchered me and I now have no hair left.
Okay, hold on. Her expression of you being a rat was before this haircut.
Yes.
Because it's a pretty accurate representation
I know.
Of now.
It's worse, isn't
the
it?
The haircut looks like you walked out halfway through the haircut.
Oh, mate.
It looks like when I used to do Ollie's haircuts just to save a few bob.
Yeah.
And then I'd calf do the fringe. And then halfway through the day, mum would go, have you done Ollie's haircut?
Yeah.
Take him somewhere proper.
This looks like my dad has cut my hair, keeping in mind that my dad is 70-odd and legally blind.
Yeah, it's just, it's a different look. At least it's a different look. You've had the same look for a long time.
Yeah, but that same look was normal.
Well, and it was making you lots of money.
This is unhinged. This is one step away from criminal.
It looks a bit like you're balding now, which is not bad. You should own it if you are, because I think a balding man's sexy.
What can I do? Apart from weight, what can I do?
You could just go shorter.
What? Hey, there is no shorter.
Oh, it's a shame you can't get extensions for men.
Maybe you can.
I don't think you can. That's what you need. You just need some fill-in, just as little
you know
side
I've had
bits.
Extensions
he's,
before.
Because he's really hacked into the side there.
Mate, I know.
You've had extensions before.
I've had extensions
what
before.
What do you mean?
When I was like 19, the hairdresser had extensions and she wanted to try them. And so I
female
had a shaved, I had like a mobile,
extensions
went back
or
one way. I don't know. But she put my mullet. She put extensions in my mullet that were blonde and it came down like my side of my neck and I could pat it like a rat. Oh, I am a rat. I'm a rat.
13, 10, 60. We need some extensions. If you're a bloke wearing extensions and you can loan them to Tommy for
a few
weeks.
No, you don't need a loan
to me. Will you wear them on the project?
I just want to know if this is a thing. I just want to know if this is a thing first.
Will you wear them?
Pick more. Are you a man that uses extensions?
Yeah, and will you wear them on the project?
Well, I need to speak to these people first.
We'll make them look good. We'll blend them in.
You're committing to a lot before we've spoken to the men who have extensions.
Okay, all right.
Are you a man? Do you have extensions in? 13, 10, 60?
Permanent or clip-ins?
Give us a call. I'll take both. I'll take a Bob Marley wig at this stage.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We are asking if you are a bloke and you've got hair extensions because we've just found out that Tommy Little is going bald.
No, it's not really that. You're not going bald.
I'm not going bald at all. A Bulgarian bloke just butchered me.
It's just that
he ran a lawnmower over my head instead of giving me a haircut.
I think what we've worked out, I don't think hairdressers like it when you say, can I just have a trim? I think it annoys them because no one ever just walks out with a trim.
But you know what he
did?
When
you go in for a haircut, they always cut too much off
it. He showed me. He was like just a centimetre off the top. And I was like, yeah. And then he just cut it all off.
But what
he
about all the sides at the end where he's used to shave it? Did you just sort of say, mate, whoa.
No, that's the normal length it is at the sides.
No,
it's just because the top's so short.
Is it?
Yeah. It's. he even looked at me and goes, is that short enough? And I was like, bro, you can't get any shorter.
It looks a bit like,
you
know, the dustpan and broom,
the
brush that I used to sweep up. It looks a bit like the
Yeah, that's actually what happened. He shaved me bald and then sweeped a bit off the floor and just dropped it on top. So we're asking on 13, 10, 60.
Yeah, maybe you need some hair extensions. You've got to go on the project, you know. You need your pretty face to bring in the dollars.
Just need some hair. Steve, I just need some hair. Is hair extensions a good idea?
Well, I thought so to start off with because I was going bald.
Yeah.
I had hair extensions for about 3 to 4 years and then I went bugger it because I couldn't cover the bald spot anymore. So then I just went, got rid of it.
And so were the extensions
were they like little clip-ins or you glued them in? What'd you do?
No, glue-ins. You have them in there for a while. Like a normal lady would go in and get their hair extension done, they just chop them in half.
Yeah.
Were they tricky to cover, like so you couldn't see them? Because if you didn't have a lot of hair, you need a hair to then cover the extension bit.
They weren't real bad to cover. They were the first probably 2 years were easy to cover. The last when I started going bald, they were harder to cover. So then I just went bugger it and just went bald and shaved it all off.
And how much better is it now being fully bald? I reckon a fully bald man's pretty hot.
Should I go fully bald, Steve?
Three quarters bald. I may as well be bald. I shave the, you know, the little side bits and everything like that just because I get over just a...
That's my favourite bald is just with a quarter of
hair. Yeah, my dad's still got the back rim from ear to ear around the back. He's bald at the top and he's kept that bit.
Yeah, the C.
Old man had that and I just went, I'm not being like that. So I just got rid of the whole lot.
Steve, did it get to the point with the extensions where the only bit where you had hair was the extensions?
towards the end, yes.
Okay.
So what's the solution then? Are we saying that's a vote no to hair extensions?
Solution, don't bother about the hair extensions. Cut your hair short and just own it.
Yeah.
I'm not going bald.
You don't have to go bald. They've got many guys that can do the mad razor thing. Do like lightning bolts or handprints or whatever.
You're in that defensive period. It's okay. You go through, there's many processes.
It's the defensive period at one of the periods of baldness, Steve?
Not really, no.
No, see, I'm not going bald. Okay. I'm in the defensive period, but I'm not going bald. Let's go to Jazz. Jazz.
Oh, we know Justin.
Is this okay. our Justin?
Yeah, this is our Justin. Okay, Jazz. Works at should our great radio station.
Should I go? I was about to say, should I go bald?
No, he's got beautiful long locks, Justin. Is that all your natural hair?
No. I've had hair extensions for about a year now, and I've never been called ma'am so much in my life.
Ma'am.
But they are very majestic, Tommy. I think, like, that's the word that people use to describe me these
majestic.
Days. Long, flowing locks. Majestic, yes.
Did you have short hair before you put these in, though? Or are these just added to already long hair?
No, mine was about as long as yours, like just a couple of inches. And then I added a long shoulder-length hair to it.
No, but I think you've seen me before the Bulgarian bloke had a crack at my head, because now I'm down to about a centimetre now.
Well, it is, I mean, one could say it's half your personality, Tommy, so, I mean...
Ouch.
I know.
Love you.
So what's the conclusion here? What are you going to do on air tonight?
Tonight?
Aren't you on air tonight on the project?
I am on air tonight.
Yes.
You know those wigs that we had?
Good.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Could I take some of your hair extensions?
Not the right colour match. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Something's come between Chris and I.
Yep.
We need to discuss it. I need a solution. I need to feel like I'm not alone.
Is this the blue balls?
He's blue ball. Yep. Not plural.
Oh,
actually,
is it just
he does
one?
Have two. No, he does have two.
Yeah, it's his blue balls.
He does have two.
I can't believe you forgot how many balls your partner had for a little while.
Well, you'd think he only had one, because all he spends his life doing is saying to me, honey, have you seen my blue ball?
Have you seen my blue ball?
And I have never seen his blue ball. I don't care about his blue ball. In fact, the
family...
Sure you've seen it. I've seen it. Look, I have seen it.
What are you doing, counting out in your head how many kids you have?
Well, it's just that the kids are now often asked, have they seen his blue ball?
Yes.
It's become a family affair that he keeps losing his blue ball.
Yes.
You know he's training for Point to Pinnacle, which he's competing in a couple of weeks' time, and he's really stepped up the training. Well, he's doing a few runs a week and stuff.
You told me he's not doing many runs.
I didn't say
that. You said he's sitting on his blue ball the whole time.
He has been running, not as much as he should to run up this mountain, but he has been training. But he spends more time stretching and lying on his blue ball than he actually does training.
Yeah, because it's a lot easier. I don't know if you've tried lying down, but it's a heaps easier than running.
No, but on the blue ball, it hurts.
Well,
I've never seen one of these things. You put it in the joint where it really hurts and you roll around.
Maybe that's why he's losing it. Maybe it's up him.
He's just rolling around so much that it's embedded into his body. No, honestly, I think 80% of his time spent at home is spent lying on his blue ball.
Mate, it's driving you nuts.
It's driving me nuts. I'm sick of him saying to me, honey, where is it? He loses it. He's lost it so many times. The other day he lost it for an entire weekend. He got so agitated about it. The kids were all looking. He offered them money if they found it.
Did they?
We couldn't find the blue ball. And then he sends me a message on Monday and says, found it in my backpack. And I was like, where's the apology for the fact
this
that
is
our
a grown
whole
man
life was turned
with a blue
upside
ball
down?
And a backpack. Oh, it was in my lunchbox. Oh, sorry. Hey, Carrie, have you found my blue ball? At play lunch, I swear I had it. But now it's gone. Oh, don't worry, it's in my backpack. I was playing hopscotch with the other kids in the street, and now I can't find my blue ball.
And then he lost
He's the boss of a workplace, and he's got a blue ball in a backpack. Where's the boss? Oh, he's lying down, rolling around on a blue ball.
No, he does.
He lost it the other day, but found it in his backpack.
He wears activewear, like his shorts without modesty shorts sometimes, and things, to work and runs a company. I'm like, mate, you can't do that. And then if he's lying on his blue ball with his legs in the air, it's too much for his stuff.
Legs in the air?
Well, because sometimes you've got to get your legs, your hips up.
You're looking for it while he's lying down.
He lost it once. Mm. And I said to him, I saw a message beep up on his phone from our cleaner. And I said, what are you texting the cleaner about? He said, I wanted to know if they'd found my blue ball.
My gosh. He's like the baseball guy from Something About Mary.
What's that guy?
Nothing.
Oh.
Oh. Let's go. Let's go.
Do you wear a backpack?
Let's go.
Are you a grown man who wears a backpack? No, I need to know. I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know.
You know
whether
what
I
find amazing about this? The blue ball is for like really stretching, getting in your muscles and stuff.
Yeah.
But as you said, he's not running that much.
No, I think he's a bit like injured. He's been like injured for a long time.
About my dad wearing lycra when he would ride a bike. He's not riding fast. I don't know why he needs the streamlined capabilities of lycra to get to the cafe.
No, true. But I think Chris's idea is if he can get himself in optimum working order, then he can get himself
Mate,
up this mountain.
I'm not... Look, I'm not one to argue with Backpack Boy, but I think his idea is very different to the reality of his situation. I reckon on 13, 10, 60
How often do you reckon elite athletes are rolling on their blue balls?
I don't reckon they've got blue balls. I'd like to know, does your partner reckon they're elite? And what are they doing? Are they stretching? Are they doing a bit of blue ball work? Are they going to see all type of sports therapists?
Said to me the other day when he found it after 2 days of missing it, he sent me a message going, I love you, babe. And I said, what's that? Because he just had this outpouring of love. And I said, why is that? And then he said, I found my blue ball. Like, he cares that much about it. It's making him feel feels inside.
13, 10, 60 Does your partner reckon they're elite and are they an idiot? Give us a call.
Or 13, 10, 60 Have a blue ball?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
A revelation about Carrie Bickmore that'll shock the nation.
It's just not a good tease.
Nah, get ready to be disappointed.
Oh, but this is so joyful. We spoke about earlier in the show how your hair had been hacked off by your
Bulgarian bloke butchered me.
Your Bulgarian hairdresser who asked for a trim and he pretty much removed all of your hair.
He scalped me.
Anyway, he found you an amazing wig. And it actually looks really good. It's down to your, just above your shoulders. It's a brunette kind of, they call it, according to the packet, the men's lob wig.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. It's like when, what's her name, had the bob.
I feel fierce.
What's her name?
Victoria Beckham.
No, not Victoria Beckham, the other one. Aussie girl.
Yeah, you look like Victoria Beckham.
I love how we've narrowed it down to not Victoria Beckham. the other one.
No, everyone wanted the bob. The Lara Bingle, the Bingle Bob.
Oh, I was never going to guess that. I'm Lara Bingle. Anyway, Will, we're talking about all the gear. And no idea.
So my partner, Chris, training for the Point to Pinnacle, but spends a lot of time rolling on and looking for his blue balls.
Rolling on his blue balls.
He has these balls.
He thinks it's going to help him get up a mountain rolling on blue balls.
Yeah, really gets into his muscles.
Yeah. And, well, we think that's a bit much. Who is the person who thinks they're an athlete?
My dad thinks he's an athlete. He's about 2 hours every night watching TV, and I've never seen him on the couch.
Is he always on the blue ball?
He's just always rolling on purple balls.
That must be what happens once you get older. You graduate from blue balls to purple balls.
I started doing it myself, so it does a little, but he's an absolute athlete.
Yeah, it's great. I love it, Will.
He started now moving Addie off her playmat where she plays so that he can have the comfort of the mat to roll on his blue ball.
Well, Addie's on the... Yeah, Will?
I'm scared of going in the lounge room because he's just in an uncomfortable position making groaning noises. Quite awkward to be with.
It's hard to have chat too because the pained expression is there, so you think everything you're saying they're annoyed at.
Yes.
When they're not, they're just in pain from rolling on the blue ball.
From rolling on the blue ball. Of course.
Di, are you there, Di?
Hi. Hi, Carrie. Hi, Tommy.
Hey, Di.
Who thinks they're an elite athlete in your life?
Oh, my son. Talk about all the gear and no idea, Tommy. He's 22. He doesn't even get out and run, doesn't go on the street, goes to the gym occasionally, mostly just complains about that he has to go to the gym. He has a $600 machine, not a blue ball, a $600 machine because he's too lazy for the blue ball or the foam roll.
What does the machine do?
Is the machine the massager? Is it the drill gun?
Yeah. It's called a Hypervolt Hyperice, and it massages your muscles before you work out and after you work out. So you spend more time with this machine than you actually do working out.
Oh, but he wouldn't be able to ask me, do I know where his machine is?
No.
Maybe that's what I need to get. Then he'll stop asking me where his blue ball is.
Are you willing to pay $600 just so your partner
don't
doesn't
have
blue balls?
Chris sometimes runs, at least he does something.
Let's finish with D. No, I'm interested for the joke that you've now censored yourself on.
It wasn't a joke, it was a question. Anyway.
Oh, how much you can get for $600?
No, D. D, who's got all the gear and no idea in your life?
Oh, hi, guys. It's my wonderful hubby. Bless his heart. He plays in the over-40s soccer team once a week. He'll get home from work, say the game, 7:30. He'll spend from about 6 o'clock in the room doing his deep heat, getting his strapping on, go through half a roll of rock tape every week.
Oh.
He's probably on the field for about 20 minutes.
Rock tape. And what is he? Where does he put his rock tape, Dee?
Oh, it's the ankles, the knee.
Yeah.
It's usually a bit on the hammy too, just for a bit of support on there. He plays goalie a bit, so he's got to do all the fingers. So
yeah.
He's pretty much, yeah, he's like the mummy man in pink rock tape when he goes to play soccer.
And has he got any boy balls?
I don't think he does.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, we are here for MeBank. Break free from your existing home loan and switch to MeBank to see how much you could save.
Sorry, Buzz, I just ate a bit of my wig.
It's funny, because you've got long hair now with the wig, you're brushing your hair the way I think
a
you
hot
think
man
women
does.
Brush their hair away.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't do that.
Don't you?
Nah.
So this, hang on.
Yeah, no.
Nothing?
Like you're in a Pantene commercial.
Yeah.
No, we don't.
Oh. Do you just shake it?
No. Anyway.
Yes.
A new you.
Yes.
And.
Oh, you know what I want to do?
What?
Break free.
From your bank?
Yes.
Yes. A new you requires a new bank.
That's exactly right.
Yes. You go to MeBank and they just come over to your house. They can see your new do. Plus, they can get you over to a better interest rate.
Yeah. And I'll open my door and they're like, oh, we were looking for Tommy, not this gorgeous hunk who appears definitely to be from Greece.
If you do want to see what Tommy looks like, we've put it on our Carrie Tommy page. Also on my Instagram.
Have I finally made your Instagram? Yeah. All I needed was a wig.
Okay,
damn.
Let's get so into funny. This.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now. Cool story to start off with.
Okay, Mum.
No, this is a cool story, right?
Welcome back to Mum's Cool Stories.
A YouTuber called Michael Bennett. He has a YouTube channel called Nugget Noggin. 741,000 subscribers
I'm
he has.
I'm mad
has
for
it.
Nugget Noggin.
Nugget Noggin. He loves diving in the rivers around South Carolina, and he often finds stuff. Golf
Gators?
Balls. Oh. He's found a shark tooth before.
Ooh.
You know what he found?
What?
He found a phone that was in one of those watertight, sealable containers that, you know, when you go on a boat and they give you a little thing, they said, drop it in there. Anyway, someone obviously dropped it overboard, ended up at the bottom of the river. It had been there for 15 months. He recovered it, went back inside, turned it on, plugged it in. It came alight. He found the owner of the phone. She thought it was gone. How weird's this? Her last name was Bennett as well. Two Bennetts.
Whoa.
Cool story.
Had she got a new phone yet? Or was she like,
no, she had
I'm gonna
got a
wait,
new phone.
I'm going to wait 2 years until this comes back to me.
But you know the lovely part of the story? It had messages on it from her father who had passed away. And she was really sad at the time that she lost it. So
oh,
there you go.
Good on you. Nugget Nuggin.
Nugget Nuggin. All right,
yes.
Best Sister Ever award goes to Therese Merkel, who posted on an Instagram a picture of her dressed as a bush in the wilderness. Her sister, who's a year apart, was getting proposed to by her fiancé.
Oh,
and
a secret filmer.
This secret filmer dressed up as a bush to hide out in the middle of the wilderness and take a photo, be discreet, be in disguise so she could capture the moment that her sister got proposed to. And she's put on here, sister got engaged this weekend. I dressed as a bush in the wilderness to capture the moment. We are 1 year apart. Why are our lives so different?
You need to get if you are going to get someone to do that job, make sure it's a female. Because if there's a bloke hiding in a bush and someone says, what are you doing? And you say, don't worry, I'm just here to film stuff. You will absolutely get arrested.
And finally, a happy little story for you. If you're into collectibles, the Mint's putting out a whole range, 26 new $1 coins that you can collect.
Yeah?
And they all have iconic Australian things on them. Animals, food, culture. They've got like the Hills Hoist, a quokka, an esky, a footy on it.
An esky?
Yeah, an esky on your $1 coin.
Is that an Aussie thing?
What do you mean?
Well, because is
do
it just the brand? But it's only the brand esky, right?
Is it?
Yeah, because
no, you don't see eskies.
Well,
eskies aren't big.
Kiwis
overseas,
call them chili buns.
Do they?
Yeah, chili buns.
Do they have them? They probably started here in Australia, maybe. Or
maybe
they started in New Zealand and we stole it like we do with everything else.
Well, yeah, or like just doonas. We just call them something different.
What do they call them over there?
Duvets.
Oh.
Everywhere else in the world. But here, doona.
Do they have eskies in America? What about when they go
like,
camping?
A cooler.
Maybe
in the
Esky
cooler.
Is the Australian brand then.
Wow, good get by Esky to get on the buddy coin
cool.
then.
There you go.
Jeez. Yep.
I don't have any more stories. I'm finding you really distracting.
Are you getting lost in my eyes because I'm wearing this wig?
It's weird. It is weird. I think we're done with the wig now.
Are we?
I reckon we could take it off.
I like it.
No, it's kind of throwing me a bit.
I like it.
Are you going to say something funny or does the guy with the wig on doesn't have any funny
I'm all about the visuals now. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Producer Caitlin, let's talk about it.
Okay, something happened to me yesterday that shocked me to my core.
To your core.
I was with you for a lot of yesterday.
You were?
Was it the big hike up the mountain we did? That was pretty shocking.
So this is training for Point to Pinnacle. You guys got together. Yeah, I didn't get the invite. That's fine.
No, because you're running it, mate, or we're walking it.
Okay. You're shocked to your core. There's not a lot of you, so your core isn't that far from your outer layer, but it's still shocking.
Exactly. We were walking down the mountain. This was at the end, and we were talking about what I was going to do when I got home. And I said, you know, I was going to go and have fish and chips for dinner.
Oh, my God. How did I miss this party, guys?
No, it gets way better.
Calamari she was going to have. Oh.
And then after that, I said, guys, I've been meaning to talk to you about something. Have you guys had a drumstick? Like, how long since you've had one?
Because like the ice
it's not
cream.
Even what you said.
The ice cream.
You didn't say it
I
like
did
that.
Say
you
that.
Didn't. You said, then I'll go home and have one of my drumsticks like this.
Yeah.
Very excitedly. A mini one at that, you pointed out.
Oh, I didn't know you could get mini drumsticks.
You can get mini ones, yeah.
Wow.
And then you're going to be in bed by 6:45.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because for those who don't know, you're a 90-year-old woman trapped in a young person's body.
I was tired. I had a big day.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, I'm going to have a drumstick.
Yeah.
And I was like, God, how good are they? Like, how long since you've had one?
Well, I've got a bad history with drumsticks because I tried to get a TV commercial with them and all to do was bite the end of a drumstick cone. Yeah. The casting agent felt sorry for me because I'd failed all these auditions. So we'll get you this drumstick one. You just sort of bite the end of the cone, look satisfied. I went through 9 cones.
And you couldn't look satisfied?
No. And so then someone else got the gig.
How do you not look satisfied eating chocolate ice cream?
I'll show you, because Caitlin's just pulled out a box of drumsticks.
I know what she's talking about. I know what she's shocked by. It's not that shocking.
What's
I just had
by?
Other preferences. I don't think
Oh, you've never had one?
I don't think so.
No.
I can't remember ever having one.
Yeah, but I always feel like they're an event thing. Like,
what
I always feel like
thing?
You have them at sports stadiums
and
stuff.
Like, growing up, I always had a Buffalo Bill. I never had a drumstick.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
Is that what happens on this show? You just say you've never done something and then you get it?
And then we try it.
Well, I've never owned a Ferrari.
No, I think it's got to be something we all have
this
and you haven't.
This is great.
Here
okay,
you go,
is this for
Carrie,
me?
So she's told me there's something exciting in it that I'll find, but she hasn't told me what the thing is that I'm going to find.
This is where Caitlin's put an engagement ring in there. And you choke
That's
on it.
That's a great idea. I reckon people would have been proposed to with a drumstick. What is it about? So the thing that puts me off is I'm not a big fan of wafer.
I'm going to point to Caitlin. Is the bit you're talking about the surprise bit? Is it?
Do I need to eat it? Or see, this is.
I don't think that's a surprise. Doesn't everybody know that?
What? I don't know what.
Oh, the surprise.
What's the surprise?
Are there any flavours you really
hate? I just
don't
like the waffle bit. Do I have to eat it all? Can I just...
Caitlin will be pretty disappointed if you don't eat the waffle bit.
Yeah.
No, taste the ice cream.
Oh, no, this is good radio. Some people get turned on by this noise.
Do they?
Yeah.
I reckon that's a pretty small percentage.
You know those people, and they have the videos that are just noises and people listen to them in their headphones and they're things like this.
SMR,
look, turn this up in your car, see if you get your jollies off on this. Okay, you're not meant to laugh.
I feel like you're meant to like be more like,
Carrie's
delicious.
Carrie gets her jollies off in a weird way. She laughs.
You know sometimes when you're like, you laugh to cover up your
no.
other.
So we're absolutely not going to have enough time to get through the whole thing.
Can I say something outrageous?
Oh, don't.
It's fine. But I'd still prefer a Buffalo Bill.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
It's like.
You know how Caitlin likes really bad music?
Yeah.
This is the same with ice cream.
What's the surprise? I'm yet to get to it.
Just
the surprise is it's not very good.
Just chew
off
the bottom.
Chew off the bottom. How much
like,
to the bottom?
Probably about two,
and
three
then look
centers.
Satisfied.
Oh, it's got chocolate in the bottom.
Oh,
like every, you know they do this at ice cream shops, mate. They put chocolate at the bottom of your waffle cones.
No, they don't.
Anyway. Show
if
me
you
how
you listen
eat
to
satisfied.
That again,
right.
It will be on our podcast.
Let's see. I mean, I wouldn't listen
As
to that
if
again.
This break hasn't been enough, let's finish it with a visual gag.
Show me how you eat it and look satisfied. We'll
this
see
what
if you
they
get
said.
The gig.
They had to shut your eyes, bite off, and then look
just
like,
the end,
oh,
or
yeah.
the whole thing.
I can bite the surprise, according to Caitlin. So it was like this.
And that's pretty good.
Yeah.
If you didn't have the dodgy haircut, I'd give you the job.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
In next to Drive You Home, Hughesy with Ed Cavalier.
Yeah, we are pumped up, no doubt.
You're alive, Hughes?
I am alive. I'll be discussing that after 4:30. Am I...
Oh, we're not allowed to discuss it now?
Well, we can discuss it now, but yeah, so I was...
You got me so scared.
Well, the headline in the newspaper was, I thought I was going to die, and you know what? It was an accurate headline. I thought I was going to die.
Can I just ask you about the paper?
Yeah.
Because I was with someone from our management at the time that we flicked through the paper, and they said, oh, they ran with that, with the photo of you.
Yeah.
And they said that like you didn't know about it, but I said, I reckon Hughesy's posed for that photo.
No, I have.
Had you?
I have posed.
Absolutely.
What do you mean? Hold on. What do you mean you posed for it? Wasn't it a photo of him up on stage when he
No, there was a nice photo of him standing looking healthy, and I'm like, you've absolutely posed for a photo shoot for this article.
Oh, he has.
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
Well, because they asked me to. So,
But was it your choice to hold the railing?
Like, you can now stand up.
Upright, because you were clutching a railing.
I wondered,
and that's only
you know what?
How you could navigate stairs
I,
now
I
with a rail.
I actually wondered why he wanted me to hold the railing. I swear to God, when we were doing the photo, he said, can you hold that railing? I said, it's pretty hard to reach it from here. And he said, just try. Mm. And I said, okay. So I reached over and grabbed this railing. And I, at the time, I'm thinking, why does he want me to hold this railing? It must be artistic. Mm. And now only in hindsight do I realise when people pointed out, it was like he was wanted to make it look like I couldn't stand up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is exactly what it looked like.
he nailed his brief.
Without giving it all away, because I know you're going to talk about it after four, but my mum had the thing that you had up on stage when you nearly...
Vertigo.
Okay, well, I don't want to blow all your gear, do I, mate? Anyway, she had vertigo, and she said it was one of the worst things she's ever experienced in her whole life.
What brought it on, Carrie?
Nothing. It was a viral thing.
Okay. There's some other information. We haven't gone down the virus path yet. And may I ask an impertinent question. How old was your mum when she had this?
Only a few years ago.
Yeah, but there's not... Quite. I know we're trying to age me here, and a lot of people are saying their mum or their dad have had it. But no, it's attacking all ages, and I don't want to be...
It's attacking all ages.
It is attacking all ages.
And also, we're not trying to age you. That photographer from the newspaper is trying to age you.
Can you put on this shawl and these glasses? And can you hold this VHS of the midday show?
He got me the all of page 5 in the newspaper.
Yeah, good job, buddy.
All of page 5. And as it got pointed out to me, I didn't realise there was a kicker on the front page.
Yeah, I saw
underneath it said, you know, I nearly died.
Yes.
Dave Hughes, I mean, there you go.
And the tributes have not flowed in.
No, apparently. I'll tell you something after when we come. Yeah, what? What, Tommy?
Because this is what, this is what we need. This is great. This is great publicity for the show.
Okay.
You guys were on break and you're getting in the newspaper.
Do you think he staged this whole thing?
I did not. I did not. There's not a Veronica situation.
I reckon happened? I reckon he was having a bad gig and Hughes never has a bad gig.
Oh,
so
this is
I reckon,
way out.
I reckon, no. Oh, vertigo.
Yes.
Oh.
You know what?
Quickly Googled symptoms of vertigo.
I haven't even Googled it. I wanted to before we let you guys go and we start our show, something happened to me in a dream last night.
Oh, here we go.
Which involved
clutching a railing?
It involved Carrie Bickmore.
Ooh.
And, you know, Carrie, you told me something last night. And
careful, Carrie. This will make
what
you crack the rail.
In the dream, you said that you just murdered Buzz. So, Buzz, just watch out.
Watch out. Okay. I've been actually feeling a bit of tension between Carrie and I, so I'm not surprised.
Wow.
And what's happening? I wonder why you're dreaming of that.
I don't know. I didn't want to know, though, because I thought people are going to find out.
And how quickly after Carrie told you that did you say, I could do both jobs. I could do mine and Buzz's job if I can get his wage.
No, I felt bad for Buzz.
Oh, really?
I did. Now, you shouldn't have told me.
All right. Easy and Ed Cavalier next to drive you home. Have a great afternoon, everyone. Catch you tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for switching on the Carrie and Tommy Catch Up podcast. Switch your home loan to MeBank and you could save with their lowest ever variable home loan rate. Check it out at mebank.com.au. Credit criteria, terms, conditions, fees and charges apply.